Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're studying the topic of the Holy Spirit, and this is part two of a four-part series on the title, What the Spirit Desires. We're going to read the first four verses of Romans chapter 8. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do, because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fully met in us, who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. The very next verse, verse 5, tells us that the Spirit has desires. Those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. But what does he desire? Well, I think at least three things according to Romans chapter 8, and we will look at the first one today, and the theme is condemnation. The Spirit desires to condemn. That sounds a bit scary. What are we talking about? Well, the good news is that the Spirit desires to condemn sin, so that you and I will not be condemned. Paul writes this with certainty and confidence. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Where does this confidence come from? It's interesting that the first word in this paragraph is not therefore in the Greek, but nothing. In a more literal way, it reads, nothing, therefore, now condemns those who are in Christ Jesus. By placing nothing at the start of the sentence, the force of the word is made much stronger. And not only that, but the therefore at the beginning of verse 1 does not follow on logically from the end of chapter 7. Instead, it points forward to the argument Paul is building. He uses two Greek words in a way that is more pointed in Greek than the English translation can bring out. He says we need suffer no condemnation because through Christ the Spirit has set us free. And indeed, although the law was adequate, the sacrifice of Jesus is adequate, so that we are righteous in God's sight. We see that God, Jesus, and the Spirit are all working together, in a sense, to prevent our condemnation. You've got all three working for you. If you are a Christian, your sins were dealt with long ago. Sin is condemned. Therefore, to act as if we are unworthy when our past sins have been forgiven is to only imprison ourselves. Do you feel condemned? Many struggle with self-condemnation because of poor self-image or guilt, childhood labels, shame or critical parenting. We are all too familiar with the internalized voice which says, I'm stupid, unacceptable, and weak. I'm sinful, I'm unworthy, and a fraud. I'm unforgiven, I'm unlovable, and I'm a failure. Or just simply, I'm ugly. If you battle such feelings, it is time to open up to a trusted friend and allow them to help you look again at God and see his perspective on you. In time, these negative feelings can fade. The Spirit only wants, only desires to condemn sin, not you. He gives life, not death, as it says in verse 2. The law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. A wonderful promise and one to be celebrated. Next time we'll go on to part 3 of What the Spirit Desires. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.